Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All right, very early on a Saturday morning, and Captain Darrell Carpenter's already out and after him on the water. Captain Darrell, where you headed and what you hoping to catch?
We're headed looking for some clean water there, Don, and of course speckled trout's on the menu. We'll probably have to run around a couple of places. Oh Lord, mercy! I'm in the middle of the boat parade, and everybody's wondering why did you stop. but no, Don, man, look, I heard one of the things you said earlier, and I don't want to be argumentative with him, but man, if you ain't catching speckled trout Grand Isle right now, you just ain't in the right place. The clients that I have on the boat, they've been here all week, and they've been surf fishing. And if you would see the stringers of trout, he's been putting together on the surf, just fighting the waves, fighting the surf. It's just been amazing around Grand Isle the last week or two. There's been a lot of birds. I've caught fish under the birds. I've caught really good fish under the birds. Caught a whole lot of good fish around the reefs or the passes. My guys been fishing the rock jetties and the beaches right at the point on the beach in front of Grand Isle. It's, you name it, they're everywhere. And the thing is, I think all week long, I might have killed 50 shrimp. Everything else has been coming off of plastic, just slow rolling it on the bottom.
Doesn't get much easier than that. Are you running along the front side of the beach? Is that where you are right now?
Oh, no, sir. From what I can see, there's still some elephants running across that horizon. That it's going to take that gulf just a little while to turn down and, calm down a little bit. And from what I'm seeing, we might end up getting wet today. I mean, I know we got a 20-30% chance of rain, but I'm watching a few of these. The tops are starting to get a little bit tall on. So there may even be some thunderstorms around today.
So I guess that southeast 5 to 10 forecast is more to the 10 than it is the 5.
No, I mean, it's good. At 4 o'clock when I got up and started getting everything ready this morning, there was an exact mirror of everything in the water. I mean, you could see it was like a lake. It was dead calm. Wind started blowing a little bit about 4:30, but I'd say it's still on the 5-mile-an-hour side. But it looks like I said, it looks like we're going to have a few little disturbances and blow-ups today if this stuff continues. So I would assume the upper bays, the bigger bays are going to get rough around some of these thunderstorms if they do develop.
So what part of the island were you seeing those surf trout coming from? Was it around the Elmer's Island area?
Yes, they're all been on the west side of the island where he's been fishing. It just having to put up with that rough surf, and like he told me this morning, I asked him, so what are you here with me for after you showed me the pictures of what you've been fishing? And he's like, nah, I just want the experience kind of thing. But even then, he said he was having to fight the rough surf. And he made the comment, he's like, Darrell, you're not getting a boat anywhere near where we've been fishing because it's just been too rough. You'd end up beach. But man, I mean, Don, it's just stereotypical. I mean, we're having one of the best years. I don't know. I mean, last spring was killer like this, too. But it's just, man, this stuff has been so easy lately. It's almost a shame to do what we do.
You mentioned that you were using very few shrimp, which is going to make Captain Ryan Lambert very happy to hear. But the plastics that you're throwing, does it make any difference, the style, the type, the color?
Yeah, well, Don, we've been fishing, you know, from past experience, I'm pretty high on that Matrix Shad. And what we've been fishing has been really, really stained water. And I just revert back to my old bass fishing days. And when you've got that darker stained water, you typically go with darker colors. My color, my go-to color, I've used 100-pack of them so far this week, has been that Matrix Shad, dark green mullet. I forget the exact name of it. But that's been I just been sticking with darker colors, and that one bait has been working, so I hadn't even tried anything else. We did, I guess it was Wednesday morning, we tried a little bit of top water. We made about 4 casts with a top water because it was dead top. And the other guy had one guy on top water, one guy on the Matrix. And the guy on the Matrix did 3 or 4 casts in the top water and already put 5 fish in the boat. So we're like, hell with that, cut the top water off.
Yep, that happens that way. Now, when you're fishing those Matrix Shad, are you letting them slow fall down and getting hit on the fall, or are you dragging it slow across the bottom? How are you working it?
All right, so here's the story on that. The other day I had clients for multiple days, and we caught them both days that I had them on that bait. The first day we were jigging it and catching fish. The second day, when we started off, we were jigging it and catching fish. And then something happened. The tide slowed down or something. And look, I know I can't keep my fish, but I'm going to get in on some of that every now and then, right? I couldn't catch a fish because I was still jigging it. The two clients at one point I had 6 fish flopping on the floor of the boat. And what had happened, whatever it was that changed it, and this is where you've got to be versatile when you're fishing, whatever it was that changed the conditions, the fish went to where they would not touch it unless we were throwing it up current, letting it sink to the bottom, and you were literally throwing out to the side of the boat. But you had to let the current just roll it across the bottom. I mean, not reel it, not do anything, just let the current roll it across the bottom, and you'd see the tip jerk. As soon as you'd see the tip jerk, it was a fish. It took me a little while to adjust to that.
Yeah, it gets like that. The smallest little things can make the biggest difference. Darryl, somebody wants to get in on some of that Grand Isle fishing, we got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, and give them the telephone number if they want to make a call.
225-937-6288.
All right, we're not going to hold you and your clients up anymore. Thank you for the report. Go
get
them.
Oh, that's all right, Don. Thank you.
Crank her up. All right, there he goes, Darryl Carpenter.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.